much someone's right about. So it's interesting that we know in this week's parsha we have the story of Aaron losing his two children, his two sons. And we know this is an incredibly, incredibly painful experience for Aaron Cohen. This is the pinnacle of his career, so to speak, the highlight of his life, the dedication of the Mishkan. And there was an interesting conversation, they say, that was between the Kutzker Rebbe and the Rebbe of Radomsk, or some say the son of the Rebbe of Radomsk. And they were discussing people through Jewish history who have managed, and different approaches in Jewish history, have managed to deal, and different ways of dealing with tragedy. And the Kutzker said that the primary example was that of Aaron HaKohen. We know Vayidom Aaron, that Aaron remains silent, remains quiet. And the Radomsker said no. He said there's somebody who reacted differently, that in his, from his perspective, perhaps was even, if we could say such a thing, on another level. And he says that that was David HaMelech. Whereas Aaron went ahead, and it says, Vayidom Aaron, that Aaron was silent. David HaMelech says, Leman yizamercha kavod v'lo yidom elokai li'alum odecha. Through everything I've been through, David HaMelech lost four children. Absalom, one of them, who rebelled against him, and still, unbelievable pain. He had his children killing each other. Rape. We have, how many years of his life did he spend running away from Shaul HaMelech, who had a more difficult, more painful life? You know, we all have this image of him just sitting there playing the harp, but it was so, so far from that. Who had a more difficult life? Leman yizamercha kavod v'lo yidom. Through everything I've been through, I'm not going to remain silent. I'm going to continue to go ahead and to say the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he said, this is the other way. This is another, again, I know better or worse, but two different. You know, it's interesting. You can have somebody who comes out of the Shoah, the Vayidom. They'll never speak about it. And then you have others. We had a woman who spoke in Yeshiva. It was just phenomenal. Just speaking. She said, for years I couldn't speak. And now I see I'm one of the last. I have to. And she spoke for over an hour. And every guy in the room was just in. To go ahead and to see that emunah through everything that all the tragedy that she's been through. So these are two of the approaches. And perhaps we can see this idea of trying to see the positive, to find meaning in the most difficult of situations, when it can actually find it in this coming week's parsha. And this is, I saw in Rabbi Yudin's beautiful sefer, he points out from the Ben Ish Chai, the pasuk tells us, V'ro'a kohen acharei hu chabeis es hanega, right? The kohen is going to go ahead and check after they wash off the nega, the tzaras. V'hino lo hafach hanega es eino, and if the nega has not changed es eino, its appearance, but the word used is eino, right? V'hanega lo fasha, right, and the nega, the tzaras hasn't spread out, right, then he knows the tzaras. What's very interesting is the Ben Ish Chai points out, as opposed to all the other places in the parsha, where it calls an appearance a mare, right, an appearance, this is the only place when it first makes its appearance, it calls it eino. Eino, we know, also means literally an eye, it's eye. Says, what's this strange lashon here? Everywhere else it's a mare, and all of a sudden it's eino, it's its eye. So the Ben Ish Chai quotes from Koheles, Shlomo HaMelech, the son of David, who says, Hachacham eino v'rosha. A chacham eino v'rosha. And we know the Gemara explains, the eino v'rosha, eye is in his head, eyes in his head. The Gemara explains that it means that a chacham realizes the implications of his decisions and what's going to come out of it. But the Ben Ish Chai darshens that in a very beautiful way. It says, Einav Birosho, literally the word Einav, Einav. Einav, it's I, Einav, the Ayin, Birosho, the Ayin has to come first. And he says over here, the reason why it uses the Lashon for Taraz is Eino. Eino, its appearance. Eino, its I, so to speak. Einav Birosho, put the Ayin first. If you take the word Nega, and you take the Ayin from the end of Nega, and you put it in the front of that, right? What do you get? Oneg. Oneg is the delight. when somebody goes out, and we realize that Rambam talks about a negav taras, we understand this is a very special thing, right? This is something number one only appeared in Eretz Yisrael. It's something that went ahead, and it was a direct response to our actions. It shows such a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ben Ish Chai says when difficulty or tragedy befalls somebody, a person has to have Eino Birosho, he has to have to recognize and realize, we don't know why it happens, but we know it's coming from a good source. Or as Rabbi Akiva says in Brachos, call the man the Ovid Latavu the Ovid, and if he learned from his Rebbe, right? Nochemish Gamzu, who used to say, Gamzu Litova, that everything is good, that ability to recognize even the most difficult of trying situations, to realize that there is meaning in that difficulty. And he says beautifully that this is also explains perhaps the third pasuk of next week's parsha in Parshas Metzora. The pasuk tells us, "Vayotza haKohen el michutz lemachane, v'ro haKohen." Right, the Kohen will go outside the machane to check on this person with tzaras. V'ro haKohen v'hinei nirpa nega hatzaras, and he sees that nega of tzaras, that appearance of tzaras has been healed. That's all it has to say. Then the pasuk says, Min hatzarua, from the person who had tzaras. Min hatzarua is superfluous. Why does it have to add min hatzarua? Just say that. He goes out and he sees the coin, sees that the tzaras has been healed. What do you mean min hatzarua? He says, no. Min hatzarua, that's exactly, you know when the person's healed? It's min hatzarua. It's healed from the person with tzaras. When the person with tzaras realizes that, listen, I may not know exactly why, but I know this happens for a reason. And I recognize this is not happenstance, this is not nature, it's not leprosy, but this is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person realizes that lesson, when he realizes this is from Hashem, and there isn't anger, but there's the nega becomes the eno chachav eno berosho, that positive outlook, then it becomes an oneg. When we realize that everything that happens to us in life, we may not know why, but we can definitely understand that it's coming from a good place. There's an amazing sefer, the Aleinu L'Shabeach, if you've seen it, it's Zilberstein, Yitzhak Zilberstein, the son-in-law of Rav Yashiv, and he brings down a story in Aleinu L'Shabeach. Tells of an Israel man who lost his vision for many years. The ophthalmologist says there's new technology now. I believe we have an operation that's going to be able to restore your sight, the secular doctor tells him. This guy's overjoyed. He goes ahead and he says, let me ask you a question. After you get your sight back, what's the first thing you want to see? You know, anywhere we wonder, what would that be like not be able to see for years? And he's going to get his sight. What's the first thing you want to see? The secular doctor asks this older man. You think, look at the face of your child. You know, some people, you know, I don't know, a million things, look at the sunset. You know, the man looks, he says, the first thing I want to see, I can't wait to see my tzitzis. What? He says, my tzitzis. Because the pasuk says, ure'isem also, when you see them, you'll remember, right? With the chaitim, you'll remember all of the other mitzvos. God is going to give me back my vision after so many years. He's going to do such a favor for me. Do such a chesed, such a kindness to return my vision. The least I can do, I want to look at those tzitzis. So I'll remember his mitzvos and then remember all of the rest of the mitzvos. This doctor was so inspired that if this is what a person can answer, then I have to check this out. And he ended up being Chozer B'tshuva. Says that's somebody who takes a nega and turns it chacham inot the rosho, the ayin comes first, and turns it into an oneg. This is the person of a David HaMelech, a David HaMelech. L'man yizamercha kavod v'lo yidam elokai v'le'olam odecha. I continue to sing to you. All right. Stop.